Friday afternoon, you're all. You're all really monotone.
I'm already like asleep in my bed right now.
Did you hit record?
I did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
No, we just yelled didn't.
Wouldn't be the worst laugh.
Like,
yeah, don't trip.
Yeah, it's we're recording.
All right, sweet.
Hey, fans.
Hey, fans. All right, so I have a bunch of series of questions here today.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I always like to look at what national day it is. There's several of them. Which
Puppy.
Yes, it is. One
yeah, puppy. I know it's puppies.
I was going to get to that one in a little bit, but there are some.
Chips and dips.
Yes, that would be my first one. So today is National Chip and Dip Day. What is your favorite chip and dip combo?
Guac.
Yep.
ruffle cut Lay's with French onion dip.
Yeah.
That's Amen. My second choice.
Hell of
sure.
a good onion dip.
I will second Sean's. All right. One of the other national things today is National Chia Day. Have you ever owned a chia pet or given someone a chia pet as a gift?
Never.
No.
I feel like we're too young.
Sounds like a gaggy sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's like a Yankee swap.
Yeah.
I did that this winter at Christmas. Yeah. That's why I asked. It's also National Near Miss Day. Tell me about a near miss you had.
Almost got hit by a car one time crossing the street.
That's definitely near miss.
Someone was wasn't looking at all and just like accelerated right at me. just by like couple inches.
My car.
Yeah, I think it's always involved like being in a car.
Yeah.
Mm. But usually I don't miss. It always just gets smacked. So.
Well, it's not near miss.
It's not near miss at all. But usually it is.
I fell off a horse. Like the horse just stopped short in front of a jump, and he like threw me over his head, and I just missed like the wooden jump by like this much. Like just went over it.
Coach.
That could have been a pretty good concussion. I just landed on my back and was like, okay, that was a good one.
Good job. Fantastic. All right. Well, most importantly, today is National Puppy Day, as mentioned earlier. Tell me your favorite puppy story.
Never had a puppy.
My parents got us a puppy for Christmas. One year, and we didn't notice it for like 15 minutes. Like it was like in a box. Like everything else was set up on one side, and then the puppy was in the box on the other side. And me and my sister just like went to the presents, and then my mom was like, "Well, what's in this one?" And we just ignored her because we were too distracted. And then we heard like a cry or something, and we were like, "Oh, puppy!"
Excellent. Great.
Yeah, I only have one either. I used to be horrified of dogs when I was little.
What?
Same.
So afraid because they're like. They used to always escape out of my neighbor's yard and, like, chase me or, like, when we would be outside playing. But all the dog wanted to do was play. We didn't know that at the time. We just thought they were trying to attack us. So never owned a dog, but then I grew to love them as I got older, I feel. Now I love them.
I just flashed back a few years ago when Vanessa got Moxie because there was a buildup in regards to her getting the dog because when we were friends in high school, she had a golden. And then when we started dating, she didn't have one. She's like, oh, my parents are thinking about getting one. And then a few months later, well, pup's Moxie. So a few other questions I have here, which are not national something related. We had a snow day this week. We've had a few snow days. We've had some random snow. So I want to talk about snow days briefly. What does a snow day look like for you? What do you do during a snow day?
Not get out of bed.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of Netflix.
There's a lot of Netflix.
If you have power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy snow days less the older you get?
No.
No. Because now you don't have to make them up as a school day.
Yeah. You get paid anyways.
Guys are so...
yeah, we have to make up for it.
And finally, last question of this wonderful podcast today is, do you have a good Snowden story? You got Snowden somewhere, or trying to drive home in the snow, or driving somewhere in the snow?
I mean, when I was a freshman in college, we had a rogue snowstorm in October, and a bunch of beverages that we needed to finish before they went warm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like it's mostly college. Like, getting snowed in at school was so fun because, like, all of your friends were all in the same, like, building. So then, like, or just at least walking proximity. So you'd just be like, all right, we don't have class. We got nothing to do. Let's
run to the cafeteria, grab a tray, and slide it down the hill.
Exactly. Nice. Consume some beverages before you do that, and then go sledding.
Some liquid courage.
Yep.
I just remember in college being in, I think my junior, I was an RA, and me and this kid always had like the worst snowstorms. We're always on. We were never on duty together. When we were. We always had like a blizzard going on. Oh. And we had to guard. We had to like not guard. We had to like run three buildings. And so we have to like walk out to a building, get drenched, walk into another building. And it was just like, and we would do this like every 90 minutes. It was just like, we would just laugh about it to the point where it was just like every time there was a snowstorm, it was me and this kid. So that's all I got. Anything else? For topics.
That's it.
Good. We've done a podcast. We've been done one in a month.
Woo! So
completed
exciting.
Our obligation.
Sorry, fans.
Sorry, everyone.